This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5 SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. I suspect most of you are at the AHARS buy and sell at the Marion RSL, so this local broadcast is going to be short and sweet. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on Friday the 8th of November. These lunches start at 12 noon and there's no need to book, just turn up. The next coffee and chat session at the Shack is on Saturday the 9th of November. Shack sessions start at 9:30 a.m. The November general meeting on the 21st will be a member show and tell, so rummage through your shacks and sheds for interesting items to show off that night. It does not have to be something that you have made this year or even something you've made in the past. General meetings start at 7:30 and the presentations are run first before a light supper and then the business part of the meeting last. There will not be any general meetings in December and January, but I'm hoping the Blackwood RSL will open for our second and fourth Friday lunches. I still have to confirm these dates with the RSL staff. The AHARS Christmas lunch will be at the Belair Hotel again this year, and it will be on the 24th of November, and the starting time is 12 noon. Pat has renegotiated the cost of the meal, and it's now only $25. The meal is a two-course meal with four choices of main course, a dessert and tea and coffee provided. This is in line with the hotel senior meals. You can book with Pat Store at patstore@adam.com.au. That's patstore@adam.com.au. At the next general meeting, or at the RSL lunches or shack mornings. This year, Pat is issuing tickets to those who book and pay. You can pay by direct deposit, or you can pay in person at meetings. If you wish to pay by direct deposit, Pat will send you details when you email her for a booking. We can email your tickets once you've confirmed you have paid. Please advise Pat of any special dietary requirements when booking. Numbers are limited to 60, and so far we only have 30 bookings, so please book soon so we can advise the hotel of numbers well before the date of the event. Shirley Williams is busy buying up interesting and surprising prizes for the raffle, and we'll have lots of prizes. Get your bookings into Pat soon. The January 2020 AHARS annual picnic will be at the Marion RSL, like last year's very successful picnic. It will be on the 19th of January. Starting time is 10 a.m. onwards. The cost of the meal will be $10, and it will be the same as last year. Bookings open once we've got over the Christmas lunch. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au. You can also send me a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week's 73.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the latest from the South East Radio Group. Club President Peter, VK5BE, and I began some of the preliminary work for the hill climb last Tuesday. The road has a number of pipes laid underneath it at strategic points in order that we can feed Cat 5 cabling underneath the road for the purpose of running out all of the video cabling to connect all of the video cameras back to the comms hut and from there to the numerous big screen TVs located at prime viewing spots. We had to run a length of conduit through the pipes and then pull rope through, which will then be used next week to pull the actual cabling for the event through and start connecting it all up ready for testing. The coming week will see a small number of us trudging up and down the hill, reeling out a number of kilometres of the cabling and ensuring that it is off the ground wherever possible to protect it from the rabbits, which seem to take great delight in chewing through it every year. We must check all of the connections each morning, as we have had vandals cut the cable before and then toss it into the undergrowth. Yes, a number of people object to the event and do their best to disrupt it each year. At this point, the weather is an unknown quantity, but we have everything crossed in the hope that it will be kind to us. Our group is suffering a bit from account shock, as we are not only paying for the power we use in our club rooms, but also now at our Bluff repeater site. The accounts are rapidly escalating in size, and we need to investigate ways of reducing it. We have decided to monitor some of the items in our club rooms that are using power in order to work out if we can reduce the bills. We have 1. A 24-hour, 7-days-a-week IRLP node running, a 24-hour, 7-day beacon running, a 24-hour, 7-day power supply to our remote station Kenwood TS2000, a 24-hour, 7-day small bar-type refrigerator, which is kept full of soft drinks, etc., in order that it works at maximum efficiency. Lights, air conditioning, etc. during meetings. We will almost certainly be installing some monitors to isolate the usage of each of these items, and the Reedy Park Centre Management Committee will be looking at obtaining a better electricity supply deal for all of the groups in the centre as soon as possible. We will also be looking at installing solar power at the Bluff repeater site in an attempt to cut our ongoing costs there as well. Well, that's all I have for you this week, so until next week, our members would like to wish you all the best for the next 7 days. And, of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.